Now it's time for the big segment. That's right. Are you smarter than a romper rumor? And we are tied, are we not?
You're tied.
I don't want to hear from him just because he was out a week. He lost. I'm sorry.
And we're adding a new category this week. So you're going to have to answer 2 fifth-grade questions.
In a mystery category?
Mystery category. So the categories, as usual, are math, science, English language arts, history, social studies, and geography. And the new category this week is fine arts.
Fine arts.
Hey, I should know something about that. I'll probably still miss it.
Why has it got to be a fifth-grade fine arts? Why can't it be a first grade?
You don't have to be a fifth-grade fine arts. It just has to be 2 fifth-grade questions. So you can do fifth-grade math and fifth-grade science.
All right. Go ahead, Gitto. We're tied.
All right. Let's try it out easy. Go first-grade science.
What do fish use to breathe underwater?
Gills.
Correct.
I thought you meant the part of what the water is. I didn't know.
I almost didn't say gills. I don't even know what I was thinking, but then it clicked all of a sudden. I was
thinking it had to be oxygen, but okay. I'm going to go first grade fine arts. I don't know where this is going, so I'll take the easy route.
What do you call a picture made by gluing pieces of paper together?
Call it a mess. A picture by pieces of paper.
Gluing pieces of paper together.
I would have to say a collage.
Correct.
Yes.
I mean, God.
That's what I was thinking too.
That could have been anything. I mean, that could have been toilet paper.
The only thing I could think of was collage.
Okay.
All right, back to you, Giddens.
All right.
Let's go second grade history.
Who invented the light bulb?
Who invented the light bulb?
Yes.
I want to ask if he can't get it.
You want to ask me another question? So I have 2 chances. Thomas Edison.
Correct.
That's who I was going to say too. So, all right, I'm going second grade English.
What is the prefix in the word disagree?
D-I-S.
Correct.
All knotted up at 2, Giddens.
Yep. All right, so I said history and science. Let's go, let's go third grade English.
What part of speech describes a noun?
What part of speech describes a noun?
Yes.
Subject?
Incorrect. Adjective.
Oh, I don't know what I was thinking.
Wow. I'll be honest. I didn't know that either.
I was thinking about, I went back to like diagramming sentences, and obviously it's adjective. I don't know what I was thinking.
All right, I'm going third grade history.
What colony was founded by William Penn?
What colony?
Oh, come on.
William Penn.
I mean, Pennsylvania?
Correct. That's a lob-up question.
I didn't know. When you said colony, if you'd said state, but of course I know colonies turned into state.
All right, what do I have left? Fine arts.
You have geography, fine arts, and math. And you got 2 fifth-grade questions and a fourth grade.
Let's go fourth grade math.
Ooh.
What is the area of a square with a side length of 11 centimeters?
The area of a square with a side length of 11 centimeters. It's going to be 44.
Incorrect.
22.
No. 121.
121?
Yeah. Area's base times height.
This is what happens when you're sleep deprived.
Hey, you think you're sleep deprived now?
It's going to get worse. So I'm probably going to start missing every single question on Romper Room pretty soon.
Just got to ask Malnourished in about 5 years.
Malnourished is going to sleep.
But he's going to know all the answers to these questions.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Better than me.
What have I got left? I got another 4/5.
You got math, science, and geography.
Let's go 4th grade science.
What organ in your body cleans waste from your blood?
That's got to be your liver.
Incorrect.
No, wait a minute. It's wrong.
Incorrect.
I mean, you can count it as wrong, but I said liver, and I should have said... what is it?
Kidneys.
From your blood?
Yes. Cleans waste from your blood.
Didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, so we're still tied up at three.
No, right,
so
no, Giddens.
No, I missed two.
He missed two.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. He missed the English, and then he missed.
I missed two easy questions.
So I'm up.
And now I got the hard ones.
I'm up 3-2.
Yeah. All right.
No.
I 4-3.
4-3.
You want geography or you want fine arts first, Giddens?
Let's just have fun with it and do geography first and save fine arts for last.
Oh, Lord.
Which U.S. Great Lake is the smallest by surface area?
It's got to be a time limit on this.
It's just going to be a shot in the dark here. I'm going to go Lake Superior.
Incorrect. Lake Ontario.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I've got fifth grade math and fifth grade geography. Let's go geography. So he's had five questions. He's 2-5.
If you get this right, you win.
I'm 3-5. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and make him answer the next one, even if I get this right.
Mount Everest is part of which mountain range?
Mount Everest?
Yes.
It's part of the, I don't know. is that the Himalayas? No.
Correct. It is.
I thought it was either the Himalayas.
He said no. He said Himalayas, no.
I said either the Himalayas or the Andes. So I win, but we're going to make you answer this fine
arts
question.
Now we're officially tied.
No, I'm officially in front of your big butt.
In music, Giddens, what does the Italian word forte mean?
You ought to know this. You were the man, lady frog down there.
If I got this wrong, I think my mom would come in here and just whisk me away and lock me in the basement or something. It's forte, the Italian word forte.
Yes.
It means loud.
Correct.
See, I wouldn't have known that. I knew you would. You're in the fine arts.
Yeah.
I mean, you were the amazing toad.
David, you want your fifth grade
I'll
math?
I'll do my math even though I'm going to win.
The angles of a triangle add up to how many degrees?
Now, next week, we will be back. Say that again.
The angles of a triangle add up to how many degrees?
The angles of a triangle add up to how many degrees? That would be 135.
No, 180.
Yeah.
180. So they're what? 60? I was thinking it they just, were 45.
Well, a triangle can have three different angles, but they're all going to add up the 180 no matter what.
I thought the angles were 45.
They don't have to all be the same.
Then how can they add up to all be 180?
That's what they have to be to make
it a
triangle.
You can have a right triangle, you can have or a right angle, you can have an acute angle or an obtuse angle.
See, it's a good thing I answered the other four correctly.
That's the fun thing about this game. It's you don't know.
That's right.
An easy question
you
for
want
me.
Your fifth grade fine arts question just for fun?
Yeah, let's hear
just
it.
Just for fun. Yeah, I'll throw it out there.
In theater, what is it called when an actor speaks directly to the audience and not other characters?
Mr. Toad, the Amazing Toad. I'm a woman in a man's body.
I answer that one for fun?
No, seriously. Say it again.
In theater, what is it called when an actor speaks directly to the audience, not other characters?
Monologue?
No. Giddens?
I there's two different answers here. I think the more technical term is probably going to be the right one. We always call it breaking the fourth wall. I don't think that's what ChatGPT gave you. But I think instead it's going to be...
That's not what Taylor Swift gave you.
An aside?
It's an aside.
Yeah.
An aside. I would have never got that. I was thinking triangle.
I like these fine arts questions. I can hang with these.
That's not fair because he's been in fine arts. Maybe
lunch, recess?
Well, no, lunch. He would win hands down.
What is a fifth grade lunch question?
What goes on a BLT?
Mayonnaise.
Monkey gland sauce.
See, there you go. There's really not a right answer.
What would be your new topic if you had
new category?
A new category would have to be divorce. Fifth grade divorce.
Who's getting divorced in fifth grade?
What country are you from?
Well, I mean, you know.
I've never heard of you.
You ask what subject would be good for me. So I told you.
Being a pawpaw.
Yeah, there you go. Fifth grade
pawpaw. Fifth grade pawpaw.
What would be a question in fifth grade pawpaw? What is the favorite show of your granddaughter or grandson?
What's the name of the police dog on Paw Patrol?
That I wouldn't know. Probably, yeah, I would. But what's your favorite show? Cope Melon.
Why does your family tree look like a shrub?
Because it's been trimmed down. That's fifth grade divorce.
Come on, man.
You got to have at least like one subject that is unique, like a health or woodworking or something.
Yeah, David, I need you to make a birdhouse for next week's segment.
You need me to make a birdhouse?
A birdhouse.
They're in the woods without shelter. I'm just here to tell you.
Home economics. BTE.
Home economics are kind of tied to divorce.
Did these things even exist when David was in school?
Cooking.
Cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah,
fifth grade
cooking.
Are you sure you want to take him on in cooking?
He's just the eating part.
I'll eat it. Sounds like a deal.
That's exactly right. I'll cook it, he'll eat it. And then he does his best part afterwards in the toilet room.
And then I crash in the toilet room.
Crash in the toilet room.